Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, I'm loving these promos right before every segment. Like this, we're 4 years away. Everything's doomed. Move this team to Baltimore, too.
The kind of like passively upset fan.
I don't know that there was anything passive about the last one.
I didn't pay much attention to it. I know most of them, they sound almost like they're like, am I mad? Am I not mad? I don't know. I'm going to try to...
Actually, we do need the completely apathetic. Because I will say the one thing we have not represented enough is the apathetic fan today. Because I have heard from a fair amount of you that are just like, oh, cool, I'm done. I'm checked out on the season.
Was one of the ones on the hotline earlier today that the morning guys played, was that actually Zach Jackson?
I have no idea. I heard it.
I swear it sounded just like Zach Jackson. And he like made a call back to something Ken had said. They didn't reference it as Zach. And I didn't know if that was just supposed to be a nugget we were all supposed to know or not, or what that was. But if not, he's got like a voice doppelganger out there.
Did Josina's sister also hop in on the hotline?
Oh, easy now. Come on, stop it.
Well, I know. I didn't know.
Stop it.
Allegedly.
I have no idea.
Team Zach Jackson, by the way. 216-474-0092.
That one got messy real quick.
Yeah, but it was entertaining.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was fine for like an hour or two, I guess. I was entertained.
I think if anything, it died down, and that really bummed me out.
Once Josina started going really hard back, then I was like, all right, I've lost interest in this. It's like the Bomani and, or not Bomani, the Pablo, Torrey, and Nick Wright feud that was happening. It was like, wait, when Pablo started pulling up receipts from 13 years ago, I lost interest. I was like, all right.
But that's Pablo.
Yeah,
that's why Pablo is so vintage Pablo.
But that's
Pablo.
Why Josina's Josina, right? Where it's like, she just took it a little bit too far. I thought we were all kind of having fun here. And then it was like, no, this isn't it.
Yeah, I think the only problem is I never really got to conclusion. We had a really good first act. Second act, pretty strong. We never got the third act. I like resolution.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do. I like it.
I was just hoping. It's like John Cena versus Gunther. Like, just let's raise Zach's hand.
Was that the fight yesterday that John Cena was in?
That was Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. I don't understand it. Can you explain to me as a wrestling guy? Well, if it's fixed, why did they have him lose his final match?
A lot of people are asking that. Yeah,
is that like an ongoing thing?
A lot of people are pretty upset that they had John Cena tap to Gunther.
Yeah, I don't even know who Gunther is. Is he the dude serving coffee on Friends?
No, that's Gunther.
Okay, yeah.
This is Gunther.
Big difference.
Total difference.
So, like, but why is it that they couldn't have him win in his final, it's his final match? Let him win.
So the idea is he's trying to build up the next generation. The problem is Gunther is a pretty big ceiling as a wrestler. You could have chosen, like, in the vast sea of really talented young wrestlers, they chose a guy that's like, yeah, he's fine.
It's like Patrick Mahomes' final game being a loss to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't love it. Yeah. Like, don't love that arc.
Yeah.
Give him the win against Josh Allen.
Or Justin
then go
Herbert.
Out. Whatever. Give
Justin
him a good
Herbert.
One.
Drake May. Hell, Drake May's pretty darn good, right?
Not a loss to mid Gunther.
It's Gunther, let me tell you. But WWE fans, they were booing Triple H. They were chanting AEW.
Is Triple H the one that writes the scripts these days?
He is. Yeah,
I'd boo him too then.
Yeah.
Although he's the one that married Stephanie McMahon, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. I had a crush on her as a child.
I watched
wrestling for 1 year. And I got
was it a good year?
It was that was like the year that it was like when Kane was like the big guy.
Yeah.
Like that, like Kane Undertaker. That was the year they had the match on their parents' grave.
Oh, yeah.
That was that year. Yeah. And so I was like, that was a good year. I was
98,
wrestling.
99.
I was when wrestling was hitting its stride, right? But Stephanie McMahon had it going on.
Very smart. Very smart executive.
Yeah, I was a fan of what was going on there.
10 out of 10. Absolutely.
Talented
would.
Performer. 216-474-0092.
Kind of looks a little like Tate McRae.
Don't hate that.
What do we think
you?
About that take, right?
Yeah, don't hate
that.
That's a quality take right
just
there.
Just came up with the top of my dome.
Just looks very talented.
Yeah, all right.
Like, good singer. What do you guys think about John Cena getting beat by Gunther? 216-474-0092. I will say, the thing that to me stinks about this time of year is there is a point where we all get to where if we're not apathetic, we refuse to accept anything fun or good. And I submit Myles Garrett, where Myles Garrett had one sack early in the game and then obviously gets a second sack, which was then turned into a half sack in the, what was that? Was that the third quarter, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, I was really happy for Myles. Like, to me, this season has been so good. He's been so good in the stat that counts more than anything with how traditional folks value football, that it has. We've gotten to a point where I'm so impressed with what he's doing that I'm totally over what happened last offseason.
Your setup there made it seem like you're almost like dissing sacks in a way.
No, but I think sacks have kind of gotten properly placed but almost devalued to some degree because of all the other pressure rates and all the QB
hits
and all that other stuff.
Better ways of doing this is all. You know, it's kind of like it feels in a way almost like in baseball talking win loss for pitcher.
Understood.
You
but
know? Like it's never bad to have a 20 game winning season, but it also doesn't mean you're the greatest either.
But I made that point where I was like, you know what? I can't wait to watch him break this. Very excited. And the amount of people are like, he's chasing sacks despite in spite of winning, or who cares, as if because the Browns are bad, Miles Chase for history doesn't mean anything. Guys, we can have some perspective on this. We can talk about Shador's good moments and also say that Shador wasn't good enough yesterday. We can talk about Miles chasing the sack record and the fact that now it feels like fait accompli that he's going to get it without saying that it's better than like a 14-3 Browns season.
It's just a fun little way to end the season is all. I'm not looking at it really as anything more than that. But I told you last week it didn't really bother me if he was hunting sacks. But there's no proof of that on tape, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, there just isn't. There's no proof on tape that he's just specifically hunting out sacks and that's all he's trying to do. So I just kind of reject that notion.
Can we also say, I think we have enough proof right now that the NFL is trying to right the wrong on the Michael Strahan play, where Michael Strahan got the sack record on basically Brett Favre giving him one, business decision.
Moose couldn't contain himself as they all didn't understand the rules of the NFL, and they were thinking to themselves, like, did he just break it in the lamest way imaginable? And you could even see Miles. I don't know that Miles actually knew that he didn't break it in that moment, because he kind of looked like, oh, that's how that's going to happen?
So I don't know that refs are paying as much attention to that if the sack record wasn't on the line. I also think that most times that the second sack that he had is called a full sack, him getting there.
I think so.
If he wasn't, like, it was apparent with the way yesterday was officiated from the sack record and the way it was scored that the NFL is, if Miles breaks this record, it will be the most legitimate sack record or the most legitimate record in NFL history, because they are not going to allow it to string in the wind like Michael Strahan's has.
Well, you couldn't have the tape of it being something as lame as what it was. And again, even still, like with Justin, with the play with Caleb Williams, like, you have to have possession in order for it to be called a sack anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was in the rule book.
No, it's right.
Like, that is how that works. No part of that was faulty.
Nope. But you can tell that was top of mind because of everything
it
else.
It would have been really lame. I don't know why. I want it to be a really cool sack. I mean, I know why, because we talked about it. Well, I know, but like, well, at the time, didn't we think it was...
Nope. We knew by then that he had... Well, I don't know if the broadcast knew, but it was on Twitter.
I'm going back in real time now.
It was on Twitter. They
were acting in... I avoided a lot of Twitter yesterday during the game itself, but like during the broadcast, they were setting it up, because then they even played Strahan's sack, and they had insinuated as if in that moment that would have been it, even if we'd obviously...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, then it wouldn't have been it. But in the moment, if they would have thought it was it, that would have been a bad way to go.
Yeah, Miles definitely didn't know, because nobody, who the hell's going to go in that game? Go to Miles and be like, hey, Miles, they declared the previous sack.
He marched right up to the press box and punched the guy in the face.
I don't think he'd stop there. I think he'd just start punching everybody in the press box just to let off some of that steam.
So he did. He did seem, by the way, and he seemed in recent games, but in yesterday in particular, he did seem like, for the people that are saying he's just hunting sacks, he can't beat those charges when you see his reaction to getting them.
Well, okay, but at the same point, we're seeing a lot of effort on chase downs. You're seeing a lot of effort against the run game. I think that's the only thing that I take umbrage with as a guy
I don't think he's hunting sacks. Again, the tape tells you he's not hunting sacks, but like it is like the how excited he is, as if it isn't just a sack in general, as if this is like a big production to do. I like, you can read into it that he is very aware and he's very much in the sack business.
Yeah,
right now.
But I think if the Browns were 11-3 instead, nobody would say that. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're like, Miles is celebrating it because again, we're punishing Miles. We're not we, but some of us are punishing Miles because the Browns team is booty cheeks.
Yeah.
Which I think at some point is wildly unfair considering how just incredible he's been this year.
I mean, he's got like the different sayings on his different, not only is it the 25 sacks total still on there, but he's got the different sayings in Japanese on his arms. And he's doing like these pregame interviews where all he's talking about the different ways of being inspired and motivated. And I'm not shocked that for a few amount of fans out there, it is ringing a little hollow on a 3-win team.
I think it's just haterade.
Might be, but I think fans. Well, I mean, yeah, but fans are mad that you're a 3-win team.
Yeah, but again, what more can Miles do? Right? And even Miles has tried to be a better leader this year. I don't know that it's Landon, but Miles has tried to be a better leader this year.
The point I would make is that Miles shouldn't have to try to basically beat down his excitement because he's on a 3-win team. And this is the part, and there's a lot of football coaches that will absolutely hate this commentary. I'm thinking of Coach Riz right now as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But like,
can't wait to taste that succulent burger, Coach.
Individual stats and individual numbers do matter to these guys. They do. Like, and I know we don't like to hear that, but like, I'll never begrudge a guy if he has a 1,000-yard reception season or 1,000-yard receiving season and then wants to celebrate it, especially if it gives him a bonus or something. Like, I just, like that part of the game, I just don't, it doesn't bother me.
I was having a succulent bacon cheeseburger? 216-474-0092.
Once I said Japanese on my arms, then you wanted to work something
no,
in there,
No,
huh?
You said succulent. When I said succulent burger, you got me there. How much should we celebrate Miles' pursuit of the sack record? Jim in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I want to do something that Kevin is afraid to do. Bubba, you're fired. There, I did it. The other thing is, a couple things. I don't understand why we should just go out and get Josh Cribbs, make him special teams coach. He'd be great for it. And I want to talk about a couple other things. Remember when we had Schwartz, the fastest guy in the NFL? And it always puzzled me for a second, you know, that how come he's not doing punt returns? Oh, that's right. He can't catch, but he's a wide receiver. Well, we've got a guy just as fast, and he can catch. Why isn't he running punt returns back? Why isn't Bond running punt returns back? I don't get that, so maybe you guys can find that out. Then a couple other things. Jerry Jeudy, there's a new thing out. It's called curls. Make your arms stronger, all right? Instead of getting it ripped out like I used to do with my little brother. And Shador looked great. He's playing with a broken line, and nobody can catch the ball. And Garrett's a superstar. That's what I got.
Jim, we appreciate you. I feel like
that was a five-hour show condensed.
I feel like there's multiple points where we could have just done the have some Senka in there. We got some Maniscalco in there.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, you heard of curls? Have some Senka.
I feel like we have every caller today has been in 75 different directions.
Love it. I got to tell you,
are we all space cadets today? Because no, I'm very spacey today, I feel like.
I am too. I think it's a stinking weather. This weekend just totally discombobulated me as a human. But I will say, I'd prefer the in 25 different directions and still caring. Like if you're, mm-hmm. and I am not judging you. I don't want to hear any, I'm not judging you. I don't want you to hear that if you're apathetic. It is your, if you want to tap out like John Cena at this point, old Gunty Gunty, you can do it. But I don't know what to do with that. Like I can't ever, I've never been apathetic as a fan. And 15, 16, 17, guys, I cared. Right? I didn't care about the same things, meaning wins or losses.
I came really close yesterday in yesterday's game.
No, it's hard to watch. I didn't enjoy it, but I couldn't check out.
I mean, we only get so many of these. That's why it's really hard for me to check out in total. Yesterday definitely questioned that. Because the game is going nowhere. It's an absolute blowout. Doesn't seem like there's much hope on the horizon. At least we have Shador for the next three games. That'll be enough to be exciting and starting to see what the offense is going to do. But even if you build upon this offense, Nick, you know where this is going. I think it's because the reality is that there's zero chance Stefanski comes back after this year. So you're building upon what? You're building upon what to impress a different head coach? Yeah. You know what I mean? That's where it becomes really hard for myself.
216-474-0092. How much should we celebrate Miles' pursuit of the sack record? And a little bit of news to pass along here. Ohio's own former Oklahoma coach, former NCAA football champion, Division I, former 2023 XFL champion, Bob Stoops, announces full retirement from coaching in football.
You had me worried there. I was going to say that it was too much of a lead up to then be like, this guy's died. I felt pretty good. It was just a retirement thing. But then you said Bob Stoops. And I really didn't know. I really didn't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.